This is Alexa again, because I messed up the pages that I told Sufe to read. In this session, the anchor for conversation is the idea of the provisional gesture. Sidira proposes that the provisional gesture is a small action performed within one's current parameters that creates tangible change. Some examples of provisional gestures we looked at. Manifestos for Working, Alessandro Scironi's manifesto for the work Folks, and Li Sufei's instructions for the dance machine. Writing, quote, inadmissible, unquote, items into a grant budget, food, childcare. Writing critique into an application, for example, why is there an application fee? Why is this selection process opaque, etc.? On the next page, there's a graphic made of four squares of hands and wrists of different skin colors, making a series of gestures, including signs that look like the A-OK sign, the peace sign, an open hand, pointing, thumbs up, two hands facing the ground with distance between them, and a hand counting off the fingers, numbers 1 to 5. On the next page is the folk manifesto for the performer of a rerun of Folks. The present. Don't run away from the here and now. Forget the past. Don't imagine the future, and the future won't look like the past. We dance together for pleasure. We all live together. The present, the group, the audience, oneself, and the consequences of being. The practice. Before the performance, study from the beginning all the dance steps on your own and in group. Make time to observe the new space of the performance. Make your partners a concern of yours. Ask them how they're feeling. Try to smile to each one of them, even when you feel sick. Spend at least a moment of conviviality with the other performers. Moments of conviviality can be eating together, a walk, a swim in the sea or in a river, do the cleaning together, read together, cook together, meeting at the bar, travel together. During the performance, keep the steps of the folk dance. If you're practicing the folk dance in a group, keep the synchrony. Don't create characters and don't hide behind them. You will receive external sonic inputs. Listen to them. Remember, the light listens, the light hears the performance. Always be aware of what the other performers are doing. Feel free to leave the performance at any time. Stop dancing if you have another need. If you stop dancing, create an anomaly in the system. An anomaly is the body of the performer that releases the energy he has accumulated. An anomaly can be a concrete action or an abstract movement. An anomaly can be immobility. An anomaly has to answer to a concrete need of yours. An anomaly can't be replicated in its shape and it has no content. If you realize that you're replicating an anomaly, return straight away to the folk dance. You can communicate verbally with your companions only using the following. Hey equals attention. Hi equals did you understand? Ho equals yes, we understood. Stop. All stop. It's forbidden to ask questions to the audience during the performance. The rerun. There's joy in repetition. A rerun is not a loop of the same song. A rerun is like the cover of a song. A rerun is a suspension, a jump, where the earth, the past, and the skies, the future, frame the present time. Don't attach yourself to the moments performed together with others during a rerun. On the next page, there's an image of a drawing that's shadowed somewhat, maybe the shadow of the phone that's taking the picture. There's an arrow that points down with some dots around it, a kind of spiky synapse, half a sentence that says, "Small is great," and some scribbles. A provisional gesture doesn't necessarily seek to explode the structure, but rather creates imaginative ways to shift things from where we are. For me, the word gesture does double work here. It reminds us that a gesture is a movement of the body, and it inverts the idea of its being empty. With this movement, we can make visible the space between where we are gesturing from and what we are gesturing towards. I think about what my friend told me recently about the language she was learning, which differentiated between something nearby and something further away to which one soon will be near. What happens when the space between yourself and that thing is embedded in a word? I wish I had that word in English. I think about what another friend told me about how sometimes writers lean on language before they know what it is they're trying to say. One of these anecdotes feels like a wish, the other like a worry. The work and the writing about TTDB feels like both of these things simultaneously. From the room. Vulnerability allows for a flow of information that can't exist when one pretends to have all the answers. Tilting into the horizontal, so that 10 years from now, someone will know that we tried. As dancers, we have many ways to get there. Provisional gestures are not about nice language. Valuing the margins means the totality of the space can be filled. It makes the margins not marginalized. What if the margins are where it's at? Retweaking what professional means as an artist with a disability. How people of color and women can't be unintelligible, yet men can be unintelligible. Lots of love in the room. When you say performance or not performance, what do you mean? At the Talking, Thinking, Dancing Body, we begin from the assumption that how we as dance artists are working in this time on Turtle Island is in some way touched by working alongside or complicit in structures which are inherently colonial, racist, and misogynist. At the level of institutional legacy and practice, we can sometimes see and name these problems more clearly. At the level of daily practice, of grant writing, of application sending, or rehearsal, these problems can be slippery, moving through our bodies and trickling into how we speak, lead, watch, listen, and assume. After a season of talking, naming, grieving, and raging around the first type of problem in 2016, this year's gatherings will continue to hold, see, and celebrate the work of change already being done, in hopes that we too can continue this work ourselves. Another screenshot of a karaoke screen that is bordered by black with a yellow center. The text is white and it becomes orange about halfway through the lyric, indicating that the karaoke singer in this frame got halfway through the sentence. But time makes you bolder, even children get older, and I'm getting older too.